from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What happened on that shot out of the bunker?
I shanked it.
Why did you shank it?
So there's the club, like there's this straight part of the face, and then over here is the hosel. And on that one specifically, I caught too much of that part of the face. And that's why I went to the right. So it's shaped kind of, you know, a little curve. So like, Tibby, if I hit the straight part, it's going to go that way.
No,
straight.
I get that.
And then if I hit this part, it's going to come, you know, towards you.
Oh, yeah, Scottie Scheffler. He shanked one. How about that?
Yes, he did.
He shanked one. An honest-to-goodness shank from the best golfer alive.
Out of the bunker. Straight off the right.
Yeah. And then he's describing, like, well, why'd you shank it? Well, you see the club. There's...
Man, imagine if he did that.
You could tell, by the way, that's kind of a jerk answer.
Mm-hmm.
He's being a little bit, and he's not often like that. Doesn't that give you a window into how upsetting it is to shank a shot? Here's Scotty, mild-mannered Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah.
And he's getting real perturbed. Why'd you shank that? Well, you see, when the club...
Yeah. He was a little less mild-mannered this year.
He got arrested.
There was a mugshot. There was a morning where we were tracking him in jail.
That's right.
He tried to break a club over his leg like a couple weeks ago, right, in a bunker. Maybe it's just bunkers.
Yeah, maybe.
And driving into Valhalla, whatever it was.
Good morning.
What a year.
Jeremy and Joe, I've watched the Arizona Cardinals hype video.
Yeah? How was it?
It's pretty cool. My favorite part is Jonathan Gannon's one-second appearance. Because it's just this whatever, it's like a proverb or a fable. This is a storm, and it's in the desert, and there's scorpions, and there's James Conner,
yeah,
and Kyler Murray, and Marvin Harrison. There's a player that does a backflip.
Yeah.
You're like, look at this. These guys are amazing. And then Jonathan Gannon's face goes across the screen very briefly.
It's like a side wipe or whatever they call it.
Why even put him in the video?
Yeah.
You know you didn't want him in this video.
Right.
There it is right there at the... You're a minute into this video, and very quickly...
Jonathan Gannon.
Trey McBride, a backflip. Marvin Harrison Jr., and it's right after... I mean, it's like the Marlboro Man in Heaven meme. This is a meme. Is it not? It's not the Marlboro Man. Who is it?
I gotta watch it
It's
again.
Like you're looking at Chubbs Peterson and the alligator in Happy Gilmore up in heaven.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
There's James Conner. There's Trey McBride spiking a football. I forget where in the video it is. There he is. He's just kind of peering off in the distance, right?
It's incredible.
And it's a quarter of a second?
If that.
He's not even really doing anything. Everybody else, like Michael Wilson is in the video. Like he's you know, pounding his chest.
Honestly, it looks like a still shot of him looking at the flag during the anthem. Emotionless face.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, he's kind of a weird guy, right?
Maybe. This makes
him look... There have been some videos that kind of point to
that. This makes him look weirder. Okay. And we felt like we had to get him in. And here he is.
I mean, did they really have to get him in?
No, that's my point. They didn't...
If the Bills are going to release some hype video later in the week, right? Is Sean McDermott going to be in it?
Oh, he's going to be in it. He's going to be clapping.
Okay, that's right. At least he's got a trademark move.
Sure.
He claps.
Well, McDermott is much more face of this franchise than Jonathan Gannon is in Arizona.
For sure. Yes.
He's an established coach.
Yeah. Yeah, Jonathan Gannon's like 15th on the list, maybe, for Arizona. I don't know.
It's so funny. Well, good for Arizona.
That's the team, Storm.
The Storm. Bills Cardinals. Hey, the Bills better win.
Bills are a 6-point favorite. That's fine, right? 6-point favorite. How many teams are bigger favorites in week one?
The Bengals.
Answer is maybe only the Bengals. The Bengals are an 8.5-point favorite against New England, and that is it. Okay. There's one other 6-point favorite.
The other 6-point favorite is...
a team you would never think is, like...
the Giants.
No.
Don't they play Carolina?
The Giants are underdogs at home against Sam Darnold.
Minnesota. Who's Carolina play?
Carolina plays... that's a good question, because how are they not... how would they not be 6-point underdogs against anybody that they play? The Panthers play the Saints.
No, that's how.
They're only 4-point underdogs on the road at the Saints. Seattle's the other team. 6-point favorite against Denver.
Okay.
Just looking at some of the lines, is the Giants are underdogs at home against the Vikings? How bad do they think the Giants are going to be? I mean, I do not like Daniel Jones, but haven't they started buttoning up the rest of it? Like, the line's better, they've got neighbors, the defense is better.
They could have an elite pass rush.
They're an underdog against the Vikings at home? I mean, you think the books must think they're going to be one of the worst teams in the league, which I guess the quarterback is that bad. Maybe they will be. He could sink the whole thing. Or they just get onto Drew Lock by like week 2 or week 3. That could also happen.
803-0550-1888-550-2550.
NFL executives really going out on a limb, predicting award winners for 2024. Okay, NFL execs voting on this with Jeremy Fowler.
MVP Mahomes.
MVP is Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, Coach of the Year is Andy Reid.
No.
Actually, no. It's hard to predict Coach of the Year because it usually goes to someone that overperforms. So you have to pick someone you think's going to be bad and does well.
Yeah.
So Sean Payton or Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh takes a team to a wild card. He's going to win Coach of the Year.
So Coach of the Year, the most votes in this was to D'Amico Ryans.
Okay.
There were 8 coaches in total that received votes, though, from the executives. Ryans was one of them. Harbaugh was another. Peterson, Callahan, LaFleur, and Steichen. Right, no Andy Reid, no McDermott or anything of the sort. Breakout Player of the Year. Is that an award? Or do we just make that
for
up?
For them?
Who do you think they voted as Breakout Player of the Year?
Malik Nabers.
No.
Not a rookie, but a second-year guy or something?
I don't see any rookies on here.
Okay, in that case, Breece Hall.
No. Maybe he's already broken out.
Yeah.
Jameson Williams.
Okay.
Is the answer in Detroit. Will Levis also receiving votes, by the way. Comeback Player of the Year? This should be easy.
Aaron Rodgers.
Joe Burrow also receiving votes. Offensive Rookie of the Year, Caleb Williams. Not a surprise there. Defensive Player of the Year, Micah Parsons. Offensive Player of the Year. It's so lame. Let's just pick the guys who won last year. Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Bijan Robinson got the second most votes, though.
Let's go.
Falcon show.
America deserves to see Bijan Robinson. More of him. We as a country deserve this. Last year was a crime against football.
That they kept taking him off the field, yes. Like the 1-yard line for
Tyler Allgeier.
That he didn't
get 360 touches.
Yeah. I mean, he had 1,500 yards from scrimmage.
And he didn't even try.
That was a quiet 1,500 yards.
He had 2,800 this year.
He had 1,500 yards and 8 touchdowns. 8 total, because he had to get 4 receiving to get up to 8.
Hey, join WGR's Sal Capaccio as he does the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show live from Northtown Kia, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst on Thursday. So that's NFL kickoff day. Thursday, September 5th, 10 to 12. Stop by, say hi, grab a Paula's donut while supplies last. Score some awesome WGR 550 swag and enter to win Buffalo Bills merchandise, courtesy of Northtown. No purchase necessary. Northtown Automotive, the official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills. September 5th. See you at Northtown Kia.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.